Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for being here today. I want to encourage you to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. We're going to have some celebration around the idea of VBS, and it's going to be great fun. So I hope you'll join us in person if possible. Well, on Tuesday's podcast, I sort of gave you a little insight into one of my more selfish moments. I'm not proud of it, but man, we all have those moments where we think about ourselves. And honestly, one of the biggest mistakes that we can make in our life is to think that our actions only impact us. But the truth is, your actions and my actions influence the people around us. See, what happens in our world is we get tempted to make decisions based on what seems best for us. But what we don't realize is sometimes what's best for us is devastating on the people around us. And so today, I want to encourage you, when you start thinking about decisions that you make, instead of asking, what's in it for me? Is this what's best for me? To begin to ask this question, how will my choice affect the people around me? That's the opposite of the world we live in. Society teaches us to think only about ourselves, but God wants us to think about other people. He wants us to put other people first. Our decisions aren't to be made in isolation. In fact, the Bible teaches that one day we're actually going to be judged by God on how our decisions affect other people. I love this reminder in Romans 14, verses 12 and 13 from the Living Bible, where it says, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Think about that. Each of us will give an account of himself to God, so don't criticize each other anymore, he says. He says, try instead to live in such a way that you will never make your brother stumble by letting him see you doing something that he thinks is wrong. Now, that's a hard truth. A lot of times we think, man, what's best for me? I can do whatever I want to, but man, it's this reminder that we're being watched all the time. Now, if you're a parent, you know this. If you're a parent, you should especially be aware that there's little eyes watching everything you do. And so you've got to be careful about what you do and what you say, because you're not just influencing yourself, you're influencing the next generation. Let me give you some examples of this. One is when it comes to authority. All of us have a certain amount of authority, but we're also under authority. And so here on Highway 20, if you get pulled over by a police officer for a ticket, even if you think they're wrong, you still show respect, because that's what you do with authority. Or how about how you treat the place that you work? Don't call in sick when your family's just going to go head to the lake for the day. Or when it comes to how you deal with the stuff at work, that you don't bring home stuff from work that you stole from the office for your own personal benefit. Or when it comes to taxes. When it comes to taxes, don't try to find all these ways that you're going to wiggle out of it. Man, these are all examples of saying, my decisions matter. And so here's what I found. When it comes to maturity, the more mature we are in our faith, the more we limit our freedom for the benefit of others. Not because we're afraid of what other people will think, but because we're motivated by love. In those situations where there's no clear right or wrong, we ask ourselves not, what's in it for me? Can I get away with it? Do I think it's okay? The question becomes, how will this decision affect the people around me? And so I want to encourage you today. You're going to be faced with a bunch of choices, a lot of options today. Would you think about others first?
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.